The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
We're back. Hour two of the National Intel Report on this Tuesday, the 11th of December, 2012. Where did this whole year go? Time flies when you're having this much fun. Joining us this hour, James Corbett from the west coast of Japan. How you doing, James?
Not too bad. A little bit chilly, but other than that, pretty good.
All right. I don't even know what... Is there actual winter in Japan? I don't know.
There certainly is. Let me attest to that. And since they don't have central heating, it's cold inside and out.
No central heating?
That's right.
Interesting. You know, I have yet to see... We've all seen the snow monkeys over there that bathe in warm springs with the snow falling, and isn't that cute? Or we'll see pictures of their snow-capped mountains, but we never see any pictures. We never see any pictures of snow falling in the cities. Ever have I seen one.
Well, certainly up north you get a lot of it. Here you don't get quite so much snow, but it does get a bit nippy.
Ah, all right. Well, gentlemen, geez. It looks like we're not through with the Middle East. Syria's popping up. 3,000 troops just went in the back door to Iraq via Kuwait. We've got Boeing selling. I just love the people that make the weapons of war. You know, they try to keep the peace, or so they say. Evidently, Israel is going to be buying laser-guided bombs, about almost 7,000 of them from Boeing. So I'm sure they're going to use those for peaceful purposes. Gentlemen, looks like we've even have IDF forces operating inside Syria right now. So they already have foreign troops, well, to them they're foreign, Israeli troops, already operating inside of Iran. And I have not asked you guys this question, but how dumb do they think that we are that they blew off that old 8-track tape of, yeah, weapons of mass destruction. Looks like Syria is going to use chemical weapons on the rowdy people in Syria. Did they actually think that this would work on a sane thinking individual?
They might use chemical weapons. They might, and blame it on radicals in Syria.
That's
these people are psychotic. So who knows?
You were going to say, James?
Well, I was just going to pop in that I think they do think that the population at large is dumb enough to fall for this, and unfortunately a lot of the population is, because they don't bother to actually question anything that they're receiving on the mainstream media. But it's easy enough to portray someone like Gaddafi as a madman, because he was certainly eccentric in a lot of ways. It's a lot harder to do so with Assad, and I think anyone who takes a look at his extended interview that he did recently on RT would have a hard time casting him as some sort of psychotic, suicidal madman who's literally inviting the destruction of his own country by contemplating using chemical weapons. I personally don't see it, but lot of people probably will fall for it.
Well, and after all, if the world support is not there to destroy Syria, don't worry, we'll manufacture the news stories to make sure that happens. That's what they did in the U.S. when we went into Iraq, wasn't it? Shock and awe, baby. Shock and awe.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com and now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org. For our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy, we urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid 3 times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pickup at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
Well, you know, when the United States does things like seven countries were due to be popped inside out, Syria was most assuredly one of them. And when we see the U.S. openly sending heavy weapons to Syria, to the rebels that are trying to bring down Assad, they're going to do what they want to do, regardless of world opinion, regardless of public opinion. I had a last week call in and say, you know, the military is supported by better than 80% of Americans. And I was wondering where he was getting his information, because it's about those numbers that want us to end and cease hostilities in the Middle East, and they're not going to stop. They are going to continue to manufacture reasons why they need to topple the most prominent Arab nations in the Middle East. We're arming them right now.
It sounds like that person was privy to the old fallacy that if you're not for the wars, then you're against the troops. And I don't think that applies. But of course, it's the mentality that they want to feed people and keep the populace fed on, because of course it just empowers their war agenda.
I think when you look at what I want to clarify what I said before, I wasn't referring to Assad or Syrians or anybody that is in the Arab world of being psychotic. I was referring to the banksters that are behind these bankster revolutions, we'll call them. I mean, if you look at the leadership in the Middle East, Muammar Gaddafi, the guy was clearly MI5. He was educated in London. I did an article on him where I showed him giving all 7 or 8 of the Masonic hand signs to various world leaders. I mean, the guy was put there by the crown. The same thing's true of any leader that comes to power in the Middle East. I mean, Shell Oil, we could talk about British Petroleum. We could talk about any of the Rothschild business entities over there. They've controlled the Middle East since the end of World War One. So what they're doing right now...
Well, let me just back you up on that specifically, because I don't know if you know about this, but the new president of the Syrian National Coalition that they've put together to replace the Syrian National Council is Sheikh Ahmad Moaz al-Khatib. And he just happens to be an ex-Shell Oil lobbyist. So you're exactly right on this.
There you go. I mean, look at the Treaty of Versailles when Lawrence of Arabia, who promised the Arabian states their independence if they would help to topple the Ottoman Empire, he was kicked out of the Treaty of Versailles without a hearing. So these have been crown colonies since the end of World War One, and they put in who they want, they take out who they want. I think basically what we're seeing right now is the banksters not only want to consolidate their power economically, but they want to consolidate their power spiritually. And clearly the target's Islam. They want to destroy Islam because they don't like the competition.
Well, and this whole Benghazi thing, the real reasons why Stevens was killed, and some are contending that it was actually done by the CIA, what was going on is they were looting Libya, sending the heavy weaponry to Syria, to the anti-Syrian forces now operating and being bolstered by the CIA, by Israel, probably MI6 is in there as well. I mean, they were dead serious about this. And it's fascinating to me that you can have something like this go on in front of God and all his people, and they're still debating whether Susan Rice told the truth or if she fibbed. When did she fib? With missing the whole story as to what Stevens was involved with.
Basically, it's exactly like an Iran-Contra type of deal. But of course, the media isn't even going to give mention to that, let alone the fact that Patricia Broadwell, Petraeus's mistress, came out a couple of weeks before Petraeus ended up getting ensnared in all of this by saying that that in fact they were attacking the Benghazi CIA, the embassy there, because the CIA was had basically a secret prison site of its own there, which of course is completely in contravention to the laws that they supposedly set up to make sure there were no more CIA black sites. So there's a lot more to that Benghazi gate than we've been told about in the mainstream media, but of course no one's taking a look at it.
Well, you know, the other thing you got to look at is who they had there as ambassador to, you know, the United Nations. Mitt Romney picked him as his foreign advisor for his campaign, and basically the guy had one agenda, and that was to legalize sodomy in Arab nations. As a matter of fact, if you take a look at Iraq, one of the first things they did was to legalize sodomy in Iraq. And this, as I said, remember, I don't think this is about economics. I think this is about targeting a major religion that has a major influence on people's lives, and the banksters don't want the competition. I mean, we talk about a one-world order. Well, that's not their only goal. They want a one-world religion as well.
Or the elimination of a religion that doesn't like to deal in fiat currencies.
There you go. Can't charge interest in Islam. That's true.
Yeah, but you sure can denigrate the cultures and societies. Look at these poor, backward women that don't have the equal rights that men do in this country.
Usury is also condemned in the Old Testament by the Jews, by the way. I thought I'd point that out.
You were saying, James?
I was just going to point out that Iraq under Hussein had women that could drive and could appear out in public alone and could go to university, etc. So if that was really the reason, I don't think they would have been attacking Iraq. But, of course, that's not the real reason.
Well, and Stevens, getting back to Stevens, his last meeting was with Turkish. Turkish, yeah, I'll get this out. Turkish Man, I get my lips working today. Consul General Ali Sat Aiken. And a Fox News source said that Stevens was in Benghazi to negotiate a weapons transfer in an effort to get SAM-7 missiles or SA-7 missiles out of the hands of the Libyan-based extremist. Well, guess where they went? The Libyan ship carrying 400 tons of weapons for Syrian rebels, that docked in southern Turkey. The ship's captain was a Libyan from Benghazi, worked for the new Libyan government. The man who organized that shipment was Tripoli military council head, and I forget his first name. His last name was Belhadi, or Belhaj, rather, and he worked directly with Stevens during the Libyan revolution. And this was about getting the heavy weaponry out of Libya, and let's just send it to the Syrian rebels so they can pull down Assad. Hey, gentlemen, it looks like Syria is going to blow up before Iran does, but this is more of an encirclement than anything else.
It's absolutely ridiculous on its face, and we've been saying basically since the start of this Syria debacle, in fact, I've been saying it even since before it started in earnest, is that they were going to use Libya as sort of a foot in the door, a wedge to get their jihadis trained and stirred up and then move them into Syria, and that's exactly what's happened. And finally, the New York Times has gotten around to admitting this. Back on last Tuesday, they had an article. U.S.-approved arms for Libya rebels fell into jihadis' hands. And it talks about how these weapons just somehow magically fell into the hands of these jihadis.
It was like manna from heaven.
Exactly.
Yeah, it wasn't transportation. It wasn't a coordinated effort to militarize these guys. They just fell into their hands.
No, you're talking conspiracy talk now. No, it just magically appeared in their hands. Now they're in Syria. I don't know how that happened.
Well, I on my Christmas wish list, I've wanted a 105mm howitzer, but I haven't gotten one yet. I mean, why hasn't one fallen into my hands? Santa must not like me. By the way, we blew through that last hour, Paul. And we didn't tell anybody about the Tuesday special. And for the people that aren't buying the gold and silver, we're not going to send somebody to your door to strong arm you. We have to have you use your common sense.
We're going to make it easy on people, John. I mean, as easy as we can be at the end of the year here, and just so people can get it. 101-ounce silver rounds. These are from our private mint, by the way. And anybody that's seen them knows that they're beautiful. And 100% guaranteed. $3,650 for 100 of them. $100 face with 90% silver. That's 71.5 ounces. $2,550 for $100 face. And that, I guarantee you, these prices blow anybody out of the water. And of course, I advocate if you're going to buy gold, I prefer silver for numerous reasons. But if you are going to buy gold, Canadian maples. And we're doing Canadian maples right now for $17.95 each.
Canadian maples for $17.95?
Correct.
Whoa. What's the denomination of that?
That's a 1 ounce gold coin.
Oh. I thought it was $17.
Oh,
I was
$1,795.
I went, whoa, wait a minute here. Let me back up because that just, man, if I wouldn't have qualified that, your phones would have blown off the hook.
Thank you for that.
Oh, I'm sorry. You know, we have people out there that are sitting on the fence post. They're looking at their retirement. They're looking at their 401s, they're looking at their IRAs and going, oh gosh, should I, would I? Paul, what's happening with the tax structure involving that coming up next year?
I think everybody can see clearly that, well, there's some things that are going to happen no matter what. The investment tax, which I think it's 3.85%. In addition, we're looking at the capital gains tax going up 5%. They're just going to keep looting everything that people have, John. I mean, through income taxes rising, through capital gains going up, through the estate tax being eliminated, it's getting ugly.
Yeah, but we still have the fiscal cliff, and, well, folks, that's just a budget argument. They're not even talking about the amassed, massive debt that they've built up. 800-691-7898 for Paul Drockton. We'll be right back.
An effective 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Paul, we were talking before the program today about how people are trying to find what they perceive as being safe havens to park money.
Yeah, one of the biggest, I think one of the, the biggest mistakes people are making is they're looking at insurance companies for a solution. And if you take a look at, and I went through this on my show yesterday, John, if you take a look at the insurance company portfolio, they're fully invested in derivatives and in Wall Street, in the bond market, corporate debt, the stuff you don't want to be in. So when you give them money for an annuity, or if you have a cash value life insurance policy, that money is just as much at risk as anything else out there. And as we learned from AIG, insurance companies can go under.
Well, there are people, and Paul, we know who they are. There are people out there that have large, and I mean quite large, retirement funds. What's going to happen when the economy collapses? You see Wall Street take a nosedive. What's going to happen?
Well, basically, it's going to be, if it's going to follow the same pattern as the Weimar Republic. You know, I've said this before. It's going to be inflation leading to hyperinflation, devaluation. $100 will be, $1. $1,000 will become $1. $10,000 will become $1. I mean, as far as equivalent value. So, you know, people that are sitting on what they think is a lot of money, the best thing you can do right now is convert it, to silver and gold, because unlike paper, it's not devaluing. It's going up.
I just for the life of me, if somebody's got the wherewithal to build that kind of a retirement fund, a half a million or $1 million retirement fund, are they willing to watch it just blow up in front of their face because the majority of the Wall Street people or the financial advisors are telling them to do this?
Yeah, I think if you take a look at, I remember when the market collapsed in 2001, and I went to a conference with a bunch of managers for the company I was working for, and they had a guy present, and he talked about how the stock market always recovers, always comes back, blah, 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 blah. And I told him right then and there, I said, you know what, you can't say that because looking at the fundamentals, there's probably going to be another major collapse 5 or 6 years from now, and that happened in 2007. And so I think people, what they're used to doing is their loyalty is misplaced because they don't owe anybody loyalty except their selves and their families. And to think that the guy who managed your portfolio is going to be there for you and somehow or another is going to pay your bills is going to be a massive, massive mistake.
But what, aside from him losing commissions and actually making money off of you taking his advice, I mean, what other motivation do these people have not to come clean with their clients?
Well, I mean, if you take a look at the insurance industry, I mean, they're contractually obligated to write mutual funds. They have to. And the same thing holds true for a broker-dealer. If they bring someone on, you know, that person has to sing their song or they won't hire them or they'll get rid of them. You know, for the life of me, I don't understand why, well, of course I do, Wall Street isn't going to go this way. But the best thing that these financial planners could do is start offering their clients physical precious metals for their own possession. If they did that, then it would not only preserve wealth, but they would also help their clients keep the things that they've already earned.
Well, you shocked me because we've never had anybody on this program before, anybody associated with this network, that knew enough about the stock and the stock markets to suggest to people to short sell, buy and short sell stocks. Most people are not aware that you made a small investment back in what, 2001 of what, $600 or $800 that turned into over $40,000. But, well, as you understood the game a little bit better, coming up into what, 2007, you invested $1,500, which returned $85,000.
Correct. And I took the gains, and Andy was talking about getting in metals in 2002. I was in silver in 1997. I started buying gold and silver a year after that. Mm-hmm. And I was going long in both metals. I was long on the euro when it first came out. People said it wasn't going to go anywhere. And then I shorted the euro.
Well, and the point of bringing this up is, folks, if you need a good financial advisor, you don't have to buy anything from him. If you let this man look at your portfolio and give advice on what you should be doing with your money, up to and including stocks, as I said, we've never had anybody here that understood it well enough to offer advice as to what to do. Here's a guy that can manage your portfolio and actually make you some money. Just pick up the phone. He's going to be leaving the airwaves with us here in about 1 minute. Just pick up the phone. Dial 800-691-7898. The guy is literally a gold mine of information and can take your portfolio and maximize it for your future benefit. So peril if you want to. People don't want to commit economic supercoup, but if you keep trusting the people that you worked with all these years when the money was fat out there, everybody made money. When it comes down to the point we're at right now, you have to be strategically smart. Get to the person that's got the smarts. He's the smartest guy in the room, and there's a reason for it. He practices what he preaches, and it works. 800-691-7898. Thank you, Paul Drockton. Your show is coming up in 30 minutes, folks. That's a 30-minute window of opportunity. Give the man a call.
Thanks, John.
Thank you, Paul. We'll take the break. James Corbett will continue with us, and we're going to get into other subject matter right after this.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. because you can handle the truth.
As many of you know, natural supplements are fantastic for your body and have zero side effects. You need to restore your body's natural balance. TerraVim strives to carry only the highest quality dietary supplements and natural vitamins that can be beneficial in helping your body recover from the impact of daily stress, allergens, illness, environmental pollution, and the aging process. Why buy from TerraVim? Simple. TerraVim provides a rewards program. Earn $1 for every $10 spent, free health consultations, free shipping on all orders, and an additional 10% discount on every order when you mention the coupon code RBN. Call 866-647-4372. That's 866-647-4372, or go to TerraVim.com. That's TerraVim.com. TerraVim, the best supplements on earth.
Hey, meat eaters, the freeze-dried guy wants to know, does your emergency food supply meet the standards for survival? Then get the 144-day meat variety unit from the freeze-dried guy. Our meat units utilize only quality Mountain House freeze-dried cooked ground chicken and ground beef, the undisputed choice for great taste and highest nutrition. The freeze-dried guy's 144-day meat variety unit includes six number 10 cans of the very best freeze-dried animal protein for power you'll need when the going gets tough. Every Meat Eater's 144-day meat variety unit comes with a free medical kit and always free shipping to the lower 48. Need more than 144 days? See our one-year-plus Meat Eater's units at freezedryguy.com. And hey, the Freeze Dry Guy still has LRP rations, but they're going fast. Don't wait until tomorrow. Call now, 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com and meet the standards for survival.
Chlorine, fluoride, pathogens, and more are in the water you drink day to day. Do you want the ability to remove and reduce those harmful things in the water you drink? You can. How? With a Berkey water filter. A complete standalone gravity filter system that requires no electricity and no plumbing. Use for emergencies or for every day. Berkey systems come in seven different sizes. Where can you get one? From GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com. With the purchase of each system, you get 50% off accessories, such as fluoride filters, water level spigot, and sport bottles. Plus, free shipping on all orders over $25. For a limited time, get 5% off all ceramic systems when you use coupon code RBN. Call GetBerkey at 855-GetBerkey. That's 855-438-2375. Or visit GetBerkey.com. That's GetBerkey.com.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the real talk radio show.
James, we're told that, budgetary deficits, we're going to add another $4 trillion to that. We're going to keep lending from bank to bank near zero for the next 3.5 years. Japan has been having their own banking crisis, what, now for 12, 13, 14 years?
More like 20, really, but yeah, I mean, in the last 15 years, it's been officially in recession 5 times and just entered into it yet again last quarter. So absolutely, it's, as I say, it's a basket case of Asia in terms of the economy.
Well, and what are some of the parallels in the Japanese economy versus what you're seeing going on in the U.S.?
Honestly, I think that what we've seen in Japan is more or less the prognosis for what we can expect to see in the United States playing out over the next decade, as long as they keep doing things the way that they're attempting to do them. Because more or less, I mean, Japan has been in some state of quantitative easing type, stimulation of the economy for 2 decades to a greater or lesser degree. And the Bank of Japan for the last few years has certainly been flirting with the idea of stimulation and just pumping money in, easing, as they like to call it. But they haven't gone full out in favor of it. They've been a bit cautious because they're scared of inflation, which is kind of ridiculous because Japan has been in deflation for 20 years. But they've been scared of it, so they haven't been going full bore on it. But in fact, we have elections coming up here on Sunday, and it's almost assured that the party that's not in power right now is going to get into power, and the leader of that party is basically promising absolutely unlimited quantitative easing, direct asset purchases by the central bank, et cetera, et cetera. Basically, the whole kit and caboodle, the entire Federal Reserve plan here in Japan, and that has buoyed markets a little bit, and it's weakening the yen, which is part of this currency war that's going on globally right now. So there's definitely signs that they're going to just completely go out full on with the printing presses and start easing their way into oblivion, just like the United States. And unfortunately, of course, that's the type of news the markets want to hear, because that means unlimited money. Yay!
Yeah. And the eventual crash of the New York Stock Exchange.
And the Japanese yen, absolutely. And, of course, everyone knows, or everyone should know by now, the Japanese government bonds are just a precarious situation, especially because they are completely, almost completely supported domestically by domestic purchases, as people still buy them as, you know, the most safe investment you can possibly make. And it's more and more precarious, as even pension funds are having to sell off their Japanese government bonds to just make payments because so many people here are retiring. So it is a ticking time bomb in a lot of ways here in Japan.
Well, the ticking time bomb, I mean, we have so many of them, whether it's wars or rumors of wars or popping governments inside out, installing your own people, whether it's economics. The way this system is set up right now, if Japan falters and fails, if the European Union falters and fails, if the United States falters or fails, it's going to bring down the whole thing. As you've looked at this banking crisis, James, well, and we're coming up to the end of the year, so we've been heavy into the destruction of the world's economies now for 4 years. What do you see happening? And I know you've given us thought. We have their lies and information to work from, but we've been pretty good at puncturing their veil of secrecy and disinformation. But what do you see going on into the next year?
Well, I think honestly, for the next year or so, I could see them not only being able to maintain the facade, but in some ways to even inflate the bubble further. As basically, there are a few buoy points coming in the next year where they can try to leverage things and rally the markets around more fake easing and basically money printing. And we can see some interesting ideas coming out. For example, Deutsche Bank came out with their predictions for 2013 that are basically, at the end of the day, they're saying that by the end of 2013, the markets are going to end up at about the same spot there are now. But of course, this is going to be however many, you know, fill in the blank hundreds of billions / trillions of dollars easing later. So again, just inflating the bubble up even bigger and bigger and bigger so that the pop will be even harder. And we can see this happening. I think it's important to understand that not only is the system engineered to fail, it's being engineered to fail in a very specific way, such that, for example, the Eurozone is being made so that it is absolutely just a walking dead man. It's going to collapse at some point in the form that it is, because it's just unsustainable. But I think they've purposefully entered into the Eurozone in a way to make it fail on purpose, because the way that they've arranged it so far is that there is no central European central bank that has the power to actually set rates across the board, etc. It's there are so many different economies with so many different situations and contexts that can't be managed from a central location, given the authority that the European Central Bank has right now. So, of course, when the Eurozone starts to falter, their answer is and is going to be, well, we need to give the European Central Bank more authority. So it's been, I think, set up to fail in a way that will promote the idea, well, we need further centralization. And, of course, this is towards the end goal of the regional governments that are the stepping stone towards the world government. And I think we've seen this coming for a long time, so it shouldn't really be a surprise to anyone when things start to fail and they start to propose themselves as the saviors.
You did a interview recently for Global Research, and they asked you of your ongoing opinion of the brewing crisis in Syria, which, by the way, Tony Blair came out today and in fact, in full support of barging in and popping Syria inside out, military intervention. I don't know who Tony Blair is anymore because he's no longer the Prime Minister of England. But the old new conservative type people are out there pushing from behind. Your take on Syria overall.
Overall, I think it's a stepping stone towards Iran. It's obviously meant to destabilize the Iranian regime, and I think that has to be seen in that context. And I think that's why it's unlikely, I imagine, that we'll see any action on Iran before the Syrian crisis is resolved one way or another. But they're definitely going after Assad, and I don't think they're going to stop until Assad is gone at the end of the day. But they can't use the same military intervention strategy in Syria as they did in Libya, because it's a completely different kettle of fish. Not only is Syria better able to defend itself, especially in terms of against air attacks, but of course they also have the backing of Russia, and Russia has its naval base there. It has a lot of eggs in the Syrian basket, and it's not going to stand by idly while Syria gets attacked, especially now that Putin's back at the helm.
The other day, I just saw a story 2 days ago that, Russia's backing out in its support of Syria. Disinformation report?
I haven't seen that report. I'm going to say, until otherwise, it sounds like the type of disinfo that gets floated in these situations. Because you might remember back in the Libyan invasion, they kept floating stories over and over and over again. Oh, Gaddafi's fled the country. Oh, Gaddafi's in South America now. Oh, Gaddafi's dead. And they kept floating those types of stories over and over and over and over again. And then eventually they actually did kill him. And then they could just put the whole story to rest. But I think there's definitely a lot of disinfo type stories that get put out there at this time. And I think we have to take these chemical weapon stories, not with a grain of salt, but with a hefty truckload of salt, given that they all source back to unnamed U.S. officials who are saying, basically, trust us, they're doing something with their chemical weapons, and all they want, all they're waiting for is the order from Assad, just trust us on this one. So it's all a load of bunkum, but unfortunately, a lot of the public is probably going to swallow it.
Well, and maybe they have learned their lesson somewhat by going unnamed, because look at all the players that stood up in front of the world and in front of the United Nations, from our own press conferences here, from the White House, Iran, the axis of evil, how bad Saddam Hussein is, you know, yellow cake stuff and weapons of mass destruction, and on and on and on it went. There doesn't really seem to be that kind of psychological fervor going on with trying to sell this. They're just using unnamed sources and building up a muted drumbeat, a war drumbeat, but people aren't coming out in front of the public naming themselves and naming specifics, because what? They don't have anything to really name?
Well, I think that the Iraq war was a turning point in a lot of ways, and I think they have learned a number of lessons from that debacle, and one of them is that they're probably never going to go up with a Colin Powell or equivalent and try to make the case for WMDs in Iraq or anything like that again in front of the UN Security Council with the cameras rolling and with the hindsight of history basically condemning that entire speech. I don't think they're going to try that type of approach anymore. I think it's much more effective for them to use unnamed sources in stories that are duly written down and reported verbatim by the lapdog media. And that seems to do the trick, basically, because all they need to do is to give the general idea that there's some kind of justification for what's going on. So I could see this tactic being used quite a bit more in the future. And it serves the purpose as well in Syria, especially since it seems, to my mind, that everything is being pumped and primed right now for a chemical weapon false flag attack, because we do know, in fact, that the Syrian rebels at least claim to have chemical weapons, and there was a really disturbing video that got put out recently that claims to be from some Syrian rebel brigade that no one's heard of before, testing chemical weapons on lab rabbits, and the rabbits dying in pretty gruesome ways, and they say, well, we have these now, and you're all going to die, you infidels. But, of course, they're not writing about that in the mainstream media. They're writing about Assad, who is not threatening, is specifically on record saying, we will not, for the 10th, the 100th, the 1,000th time, we will not use chemical weapons on our own population. And of course, they're not reporting on that. They're reporting on the fact that they think the unnamed U.S. officials think that he may be preparing for some sort of chemical attack. So we could see it happen, and then we could see it blamed on the Assad government and used as some sort of justification to try to convince the Russians to go along with some sort of invasion.
Well, we've seen a military buildup, especially from the Navy. We've got aircraft carriers parked over there. We have seen the Mossad and IDF soldiers operating inside of Syria. We had our Condoleezza Rice before. I called her the Black Frankenstein. This woman was scary to me, but she was right there with Colin Powell, making the sensational headlines and the proclamations about Saddam Hussein in Iraq. But then cropped up Susan Rice, and it doesn't seem like she's going to be our next Secretary of State because she was caught up in this Libyan lie, CIA operations, funneling weapons into Syria, so on and so forth. So for the time being, it looks like another Rice has bit the dust.
Well, let's hope so, because honestly, Susan Rice was a cheerleader for every single war that Peace Prize patron Saint Obama has waged during his entire time in office, and that's starting to add up to quite a few of them. So definitely a warmonger, and one that doesn't really have any respect internationally. It would even be a poor choice if you're just thinking of diplomacy as a strategic game of some sort, because certainly Russia and China don't want to deal with someone like Susan Rice, who was so gung-ho for the Libyan intervention, etc. So I think, who knows, I suppose. Who knows what's going through the minds of the people that are pulling Obama's strings. But I can't imagine that they're going to try to put Rice in. It might be something more like an acceptable choice, like good Skull and Bonesman John Kerry or someone like that. So we'll see what happens. But certainly I think Susan Rice should not be qualified, or should not be seen as being qualified for that position.
Well, evidently, because Hillary Clinton did such an exemplary job of being Secretary of State, it's now being chided for her to run for the presidency in 2016. Oh, my God. Could we put somebody into the White House carrying more baggage than Barack Obama?
Well, I think either Hillary or, of course, Jeb Bush. Wouldn't it be interesting to see a Hillary versus Jeb Bush 2016 campaign? Oh,
yeah, if anybody's around to witness it.
Well, there you go.
Well, one of the things I wanted to touch upon, and Walter, hang on, I know you're in queue here. This irks me to no end. I see the spokespeople that are continually brought up as being contributors to certain news channels. When I see Barbara Starr, spokesman for the Pentagon, she is nothing but a conduit for the Pentagon's propaganda. What runs through your mind when you see somebody like a Barbara Starr?
Bought and paid for mouthpieces. I don't put a lot of time or investment into thinking about people like that, because there's not much to say, really.
It just drives me insane. I mean, look, folks, we understand that our DNA, that says what we're going to look like, but every time that I see Barbara Starr, this thought keeps running through my head that this woman is not natural in any sort of way whatsoever. I mean, if she is a woman, she wears makeup, I'm sorry to say this, because like I said, we don't have any control over how we're born and what we look like. That's already genetically made up. But every time I see it, she reminds me of a man in a woman's body. I just
looks like a young Larry King.
Well, you know who she looks more like? Cher's daughter, or I'm sorry, really? It's now her son, I guess.
Okay.
They look a lot alike. You put the little horn style rim glasses on her, I guess she would look the same. It's just scary to me. The propaganda source that they keep going back to the very same person with. I mean, the Pentagon is a pretty big operation, obviously, but yet they keep trotting out that very same one, looking studiously in front of the camera and, for all intents and purposes, trying to legitimize the propaganda. And it just, I don't know, maybe it's one of my pet peeves that propaganda has to be so ugly. I don't know. But
having said that, I do get a guilty pleasure out of watching some of the White House press briefings and watching the White House press secretary tap dancing around issues, because it's sometimes funny to see the lengths they'll go to avoid actually addressing anything of any substance.
Well, and you know who I think was probably the best press secretary was Ari Fleischer. I mean, this guy was unflappable. He would tackle anything.
Absolutely. Yeah, no, you did a good job of doing the master's bidding.
Yeah. I'll tell you what, Walter in California, let me bring you up. We're going to be interrupted by a break here, but we'll carry you over. Hello, Walter.
How you doing, John?
Hi.
Going back to the Syria-Iran thing, there's one thing that people seem to keep leaving out of this whole thing, and that's the Israeli nuclear option.
Okay, hang on one second. We'll pick it up with the nuke option for Iraq, or are we talking Iran? We'll find out. I'll hold you over during the break. We'll finish up this segment with James Corbett of the Corbett Report. We'll be right back.
Are you tormented with anxiety, depression, or other chronic symptoms of less than perfect health? In 2010, a few people got to participate in a groundbreaking discovery. Dr. Carolyn Dean, world-renowned authority on natural health, has recently patented a technology that is straight out of science fiction. And she invited me to try this product called RNA Drops. And within 12 hours of taking RNA Drops, I could feel an amazing sense of bliss. And since then, I've watched my troubles with depression and other health issues vanish into freedom and happiness again. Listen to hours of testimonials and get your trial bottle of RNA Drops at www.rnafreebottle.com. That's www.rnafreebottle.com. Pay only shipping and handling and get your free trial bottle today at rnafreebottle.com.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy 3 Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We'll be right back.
Okay, Walter, Israel weapons Iraq or Iran?
Neither.
Okay, expound, please.
I am talking about the fact that they've got over 400 nuclear missiles,
mm-hmm.
200 of which are pointed at us.
Okay.
All right. Now, we sit there and we try and figure out why do we keep doing Israel's bidding when common sense says we need to cut them loose. Well, if you're the bully on the block and you've got 200 nukes and you have proven time and again you can hack the security system, shut it down, and pretty much do whatever the hell you want, what's to stop them from going, okay, America, you don't want to bow down like a good little doggy? Fine. We're going to take out your security thing, launch our missiles at you. What are you going to do? Nothing.
Hmm.
And I think that's what's got Congress so scared. Based on the fact that, okay, they went in Afghanistan, tried to take out the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff. All the security went down, so they were able to get in there, mess up the plane, kill the pilot, kill a few other guys, get out of there. They obviously missed the target again. Like they've, unfortunately, have had a really bad habit of doing lately. But if they've got that threat hanging over us, that might explain why when we, the people, are saying, look, enough of this crap. Bring everybody home. Let's put an end to this nonsense. You've got certain people in the Pentagon finally standing up and going, you know, it's time to cut them loose. They're just not worth it anymore. And yet, we keep doing the same thing over and over and over again, and nobody seems to want to point out they got nukes. We don't know how many. Ballpark guess is 4 to 450. Doing some of the research that I've done and looking at some of the reports and calling friends that are still in the military, we know they did 9/11. We know they did the USS Cole. We know they did the USS Liberty. We know they've done all these other terrorist acts. You know, and according to what I found out, there's 200 nukes pointed at us, and they have the ability to shut us down so we cannot fire back at us.
Yeah, Walter, my first reaction to 9/11 and Israelis, it was somewhat restrained. But when, at the end of the day, when you ask yourself who has the most to gain by this, it was kicking off those wars in the Middle East.
Right, but who benefited from the wars? Did we benefit, or did Israel benefit? Remember what Netanyahu said after 9/11 happened? This is very good. And then they were asked, well, what do you mean this is very good? All these people died. Oh, I meant to say, this is very good for Israel.
Uh-huh. All right. Walter, thanks for your call. Any comment on that, James?
Well, I certainly agree that Israel is the only nuclear power in the Middle East and the biggest threat to stability there. I don't really think they need the nukes pointed at the U.S. to be the sort of sword hanging over the U.S. I think they've just basically bought and paid for Congress a long time ago and have total control over it. But people who are interested more in this, I've done quite a few videos and reports for GRTV, for example, about the Israeli nuclear weapons, also BoilingFrogsPost.com. People might want to check out the Samson option by Seymour Hersh back in the 1990s, talking about the, you know, basically Israel's nuclear retaliatory strategy. If they're ever attacked, they're going to go massively nuclear responding to people. So it is a huge threat, and I hope people are at least aware of these so-called, hidden secret nuclear weapons that
yeah.
everyone knows about.
Yeah, the secret that's now out in the open. What's on the agenda for this evening, 3 hours from now on this network?
I'm going to try something different. I'm going to talk about stories that make you go, stories that I just don't know what else to do with, and I'm not sure if I have any final conclusion about, but they're interesting stories nonetheless.
All right, that's the Corbett Report. Thank you, James, very much.
Thank you. Talk to you next week.